Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is Skip LaCour. How are you doing this morning? Thank you for investing this time in yourself. Once again, this morning connection podcast, feeding your mind, stimulating thoughts, getting your mind focused on where it is you really want to do with your life, where you want to go, where you want to be, those emotions, those experiences, those achievements, those options in life that you want to create for yourself, really focusing on what those are and getting more and more clear on what they are by thinking about every single day, just like working out in the gym, stimulating this type of thought, and then working backwards from there when you're really clear on what those things are that you really want. And that's what you really want, not what you've maybe have put yourself in a pattern of just settling for. Every single morning, I'm making you really think about it. What is it that you really, really want? So every time I say that in all these podcasts, what do you really want? I mean, push yourself, like the gym, one more rep. Wait a second. Can I get more out of life than that? Am I capable of pushing myself just a little bit more, using that mindset that we all know is so important on a more consistent basis to get those things that I really want for myself and for my family that's, you know, not just going to be okay for right now. It's going to make you happy into the future. You don't go for a certain set of goals, feelings, emotions, experiences, and then say, after all that work that it takes to get to those, stepping up, doing all the planning, all the bouncing back from the inevitable disappointments that come with it. And then you say, wow, I should have asked for more. I mean, how many times have you done that in your life? I'll tell you something. I've done that many, many times. And if there was a podcast like this for me to listen to every single morning that made me really think about it, you know, is this what I really, really want? You know, maybe a lot of cases, I mean, I'm proud of many things I've accomplished. So it just had me get really firm in my conviction to get those things done. I do know that if I would have pushed myself more to ask what I really, really wanted, you know, I would have set more ambitious goals earlier in the process. I wouldn't have gone through all the effort to achieve a goal, a set of feelings, emotions, options, and then go, wow, I can get more. And then you have to start that process all over again. You know, sometimes, you know, just having a bigger goal, thinking further into the future and creating that mindset. And then after you have that mindset, creating that plan of attack, taking action, sometimes it's not a lot harder to have reached that larger goal. And it wouldn't have taken that much more time to do it. It's just that you weren't thinking big enough. And that's what I'm here to do. I constantly push myself to ask myself if I'm thinking big enough. You know, a lot of times, you know, people might say, well, you know, it would take twice as long. It would be twice as hard. It would be twice as expensive. That's not necessarily true. It's not necessarily true. I talk all the time. I bring it up. And this is my story. We all have our stories that, you know, when we do things well, I hope you have a lot of stories that when the times get tough and you question yourself, you can go back to references in your life and say, wow, this is where I really stepped up. I had my back up against the wall and man, I broke through. I showed what I was really made of. Hopefully you have many of those stories. And if not, you should start thinking about some of those. So when the challenging times hit, at the same time, you should have those stories that there was a bigger, a more talented, a more creative, a more productive you inside that you didn't utilize to the fullest. And you want to make sure you don't do that again. You know, I can think back 19 years old working in the grocery store. And this is one of my stories. And I think about, you know, somewhere, somehow, way back then, while I was working at the grocery store, I said to myself, I am going to make $100,000 by the time I'm 27 years old. And I don't know where I got that number. Well, I'm sure I got that number because it's a nice round number. It's six figures. It's funny how people talk about it. I make six figures. It's just that, you know, do you make $100,000 or do you make, you know, $1 short of a million? They're both six figures, right? And it is a wide difference, and you're still making six figures. So that's probably how I came up with the $100,000. And so I guess in one aspect, how I was able to come up with that. That's, you know, I have to look back at for a 19-year-old working in a grocery store. That was ambitious in one way. You know, especially when I think about it is that, you know, I was all locked in to get all these promotions up the ladder for this 60-store chain at the time. And when I made it to manager, and I should have, I'm sure that I knew this, is when I made it to manager, the manager only made $55,000 at that time and bonuses. And so it's $55,000 a year. And then I know a big bonus was $20,000. So the route that I was going, I was only going to make, you know, $75,000 at most. Now I went ahead and did that. So for the next 6 or 7 years, I worked my way up the ladder, extra time, hours, pushed myself, getting promotions, getting passed up for promotions, going through that whole grind and reaching that goal of becoming the youngest manager at that time in the chain at 27 years old. And I did extremely well with all the incentives for the bonus, and I made $75,000 a year at that time. And but the point is I don't know what I was thinking at that time of how I was going to make that $100,000 with the route that I was going, working, you know, 40 hours plus, you know, I always worked extra hours and spent lots of my time learning new distinctions or spending time with the manager on my time off or going through the testing procedure. I put a lot of extra time. That was consuming all of my time. It was only going to top out at $75,000 a year. So what that meant is that even at like 21, 22 years old, I was always looking for other business opportunities, other ways to make money. Now, I mean, at that time, I mean, you know, all those, I tried a lot of those multi-level marketing type things. I would have the Amway people come over to me and all, and those type of things, because I was a young guy, 21 years old. I didn't really know what all that was all about. And so I would see somewhere in my travels that make money on your time off or something like that, money-making opportunities. And so I would invite them, you know, into my circles. I would go out into these meetings. Never really got going on that. I was inspired by the movie Wall Street at the time, right? So this is many years ago. And so, you know, I just remember for so much, never stepped a day in any type of financial institution. I did happen to, through some connections, I got sponsored by one of those firms. And you had to do it to get my Series 7 license, my stockbroker's license. And so I just remember I'd work in the grocery store all depending on my shift, day, night, weekend, and all the other times. I'd be, you know, working, studying to get my Series 7 stockbroker's license, which, if you're familiar with that, it's a challenging test even for the people who do that every single day. And I wasn't even doing it, I was working at the grocery store. So I did pass that test, which I look back on, that was quite an accomplishment, what it took me to get there, to be able to pass that test. But again, it was generated because that was a few years after that 19-year-old boy in the grocery store said he was going to make $100,000 by the time he was 27, even though he was working at a grocery store. That's what put me on that path to, you know, push myself, work nights. I mean, all the sacrifice that came with that. And there was a lot of sacrifice to actually pass that Series 7 test. You know, one thing about this Morning Connection podcast is, and everything that I do when I share my life experiences and the things, you know, the things that I've done well. I mean, that's probably why you're listening to me. It sounds like maybe I've accomplished some things that might impress you. But I really like to focus on all the things that I did poorly, that I could have done better. And that's to point those things out. So if you're in a position where maybe you're impressed by the things that I do, and you're just say you're a younger guy, I love to get guys who are in their early 20s and give them this type of information, because I know it's going to change the course of their life. And I look back on, you know, how it's helped me. And if I can even do a better job of connecting with you to make your journey a little bit easier. Now, I know you're going to make your mistakes, and making mistakes is all part of it. And I certainly have made my mistakes along the way. But if I can bring you some clarity and some focus and some direction, so even when you make mistakes, you'll get on the right track sooner rather than later, then I know that I've done a good job. I've done what I've set out to do. And that's a big part of me sharing my experience, especially the challenging times and the mistakes that I've made. So that was a good thing that I set that. It made me look for other options. And what I found out, though, after I got my Series 7 license while I was working at the grocery store, that wasn't really my thing. It wasn't, I felt at that time, and again, there's a story within this story, is that I didn't like the sales aspect of the securities industry. And so that's what kind of pushed me away from that. You know, it probably is what led me a few years later to start attacking and putting my effort into bodybuilding and training. And then I went on that path and, you know, went on to become a champion drug-free bodybuilder, traveling around the world, writing the articles. But at the time, I didn't want to be, you know, that sales guy. I definitely had an aversion to sales. And if you're that way, this is where I want to step into your life, where I wish I had a mentor to step into my life. All right. Now, whether or not the securities industry was the best use of my talents, I mean, I guess we'll never know at this point. All right. But I did do all that work to put myself in the position. And then it was the whole sales thing that had me go on a different path, or I didn't even have another path to go. I just realized, this isn't for me. You know, your life is all about sales. If you're going to listen to this podcast every single day to feed your mind with this type of mental toughness, this motivation, these strategies to get yourself ahead and have the best options in life, let me just tell you something. Selling yourself, selling your ideas, being influential and persuasive with other people, not because you're trying to take advantage of other people. And it is such a huge part of the equation if you're going to ultimately get all those things in life that you really want. And so if I had a mentor at that time and I could sit down with him and he said, yeah, I don't like that salesy aspect of this. You know, what I would have told the younger Skip is what I just told you, that, you know, you have to turn around. What is it that you're selling? Are you proud of what you sell? Can it help people change their lives? Are you, what the service you provide, are you great at what you do that, you know, if you were to quote unquote sell your services, would it, you create a great win-win situation where your services, your effort, you stepping into that person's life, would that take their life to a higher level? Would you create value? And I am more than certain I would have said yes, 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 and yes. Well, if that's the way that you feel, then it is your duty, it's your responsibility to, you know, work on the skill set of sales, presentation, and influence to bring this value into other people's life. Even at the time, they may not, you know it or understand it. That's why you're the expert in that category, that aspect of life, while they've been focusing on other things. And I wish that I would have had somebody set me straight on the whole sales aspect, on how sales is not a bad thing. It's a great thing. If you really believe in what you're doing, you really believe that you can help other people change their lives. In my Manformation program, my Alpha Male leadership strategy said, help men become the man that they really want to be. I talk a lot about influence and persuasion. That's sales. That's selling yourself. That's selling your ideas, because you create win-win situations. You help other people win at a higher level in life, or whatever your particular aspect, gift that you're bringing to the table. And in turn, they're helping you win at a higher level, so you can provide more options for yourself and your family. Right? It's not about selling people, pushing them. Look, you know, let's talk about health, fitness, and everything that comes with that, the mental and emotional, in addition to the physical things that come with getting yourself on an exercise schedule. The benefits, I think people know what the benefits could be. They also know all the sacrifice that it may take, and that's what keeps them from working out. Many of the people who know me, who are following me, and maybe that's you, you're already interested. I did not sell you on the idea of getting your body in shape, working out, building more muscle, losing body fat. All right, so my job is to sell you on how this is what you really want, and how much a little bit more focus, raising your standards, finding the most effective and efficient strategy is going to help you get what you want. And I'm the guy that can help you get there. Now, with this Morning Connection podcast on this morethanjustmuscles.com website, the Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, there's a whole new crowd that's coming in. Maybe that's you. Welcome. That they have no idea what I did in the past as a bodybuilder. They just like this information, this mental toughness strategies, as I like to call it. Or maybe they know me from Manformation. Well, if that's you, you may not know what getting in physical and mental shape that comes with it, that working out on a consistent basis. And I'm not talking about becoming a champion bodybuilder or anything, what it can do for your life. And if you really did know what it could do for your life, you'd be doing it instead of not just sitting on the fence thinking about doing it or coming, you know, in and out of doing it, right? So I firmly believe it. I've lived a lifestyle. I know its benefits, right? For you to keep on struggling with your health and fitness, not getting into the pattern, and here I am, knowing what's waiting for you on the other side. I mean, it's my duty. It's my responsibility to sell you to do this for yourself, especially, you know, if you're cheating. You don't know its value. I really feel it's my responsibility to do that. And someone say, well, just keep on telling me. Well, there's another aspect that I know from doing this for so many years, helping out people just like you all over the world, that there's a certain amount where you got to put your butt on the line. You can't just keep on collecting information. And when you commit, when you have some skin in the game, you invest in the effective and efficient strategies. You know, I would love to just give you all the audios, download all the videos. You know, sometimes I think, well, what's going to cost me to help somebody in need? I've done that many times over the years. And you know what they do with it? They do nothing with it. It's just more information. And it's just one more reference of that they have a failure. As a coach, as a leader, as a fitness expert, I've realized I hurt people by giving them free information. You know, someone stepping up, putting some skin in the game in some way, shape, or form, putting themselves on the line, that's what they need. You know, not just someone making it easier for them. They need to get tougher on themselves, and they have something to lose. They just wasted their investment. You know, they are more motivated to actually follow through. And so it's my job to step in their life and convince them to put their butt on the line. It's my job to sell them on what's waiting for them on the other side. And it's my job to sell them that they have to put some skin in the game in order for this to work, because I've seen many, many people like them who kind of were just waiting and hoping, and convincing themselves they just had more information, then they would get this down. It doesn't work like that. And I'm not doing anybody any service. I'm not providing any value, and in this analogy in health and fitness, by not being influential, convincing, persuasive enough for them to take the action that I know that they need to get this in line. I have to be, a good leader is an influential salesperson, right? So we're using that analogy. You're selling yourself all the time, whether you realize it or not. You are selling yourself, your ideas, your concept. The only question is, are you doing a good job at selling yourself? And I can tell you this, if you don't have all the things that you want in life, all the options, the connection, closeness, experiences that you want, it may not just be you got to keep on doing the same things that you've decided to do for a longer period of time. And maybe you've got all the talent. You have all the tools. You need to start focusing on your presentation, your salesmanship of your ideas, who you are, what you're all about, and what value you bring to other people. You have to become a better salesman of you. You're a salesman. It's just how effective of a salesman you are. How good are you? I mean, that puts a whole different spin on the whole sales aspect, doesn't it? Right? That's what I'm saying, is that, you know, I wish I had someone to step into my life at that time and really, you know, change my perception of what sales meant. Right? Well, the point that I was making is, so I made those ambitious goals. It forced me to look for other avenues, because the avenues that I had weren't going to help me reach that goal of making $100,000 by the time I was 27, which I really don't even know how I came up with that number. I'm sure it's because it was a round six-figure number, right? So, you know, sometimes you got to think about that too. Why are you making goals? Are you just throwing random things out there, or is that what you really want? The point that I'm trying to make is that I'm going to accept the fact that in a lot of ways that was a great thing. But I have to stop and think, knowing what transpired over the years, is that really limited me. And the reason why is, you know, I didn't reach that goal of making $100,000 at 27, but it wasn't long afterwards. You know how it works, is you got to set those goals, and whether or not you reach them in the time frame that you want, you're on your path to make that happen. So I didn't reach that goal maybe for a couple years after that. Again, knowing what transpired over the years, it's like what happened is I reached that goal, and I never, for a while, I never really went much past that. It was like anytime I was getting close, even if I was on some roll and it was just 6 months into the year, I knew I was on course to reach this goal that some 19-year-old kid stacking motor oil on an end display came up with. And so it's years later, I'm still in that mindset from that goal that I thought I wasn't thinking big enough at that time. So there's one part of me that wants to congratulate that 19-year-old Skip for thinking big enough. I didn't have the guidance to ask myself, is that going to be enough? Is that all you're capable of? Can you think bigger? Because I don't believe something inside of me would have said, because again, I was not on a path to make $100,000, and I was putting a lot of time and effort in what I was doing, even though it was the grocery store, to, you know, earn the income that I was making. So why did I come up with $100,000? But the point is, what did I do? How did I push myself? I made the phone calls to the opportunities in the newspaper. I read all the motivational books. I was constantly looking for opportunities. I pushed myself to pass my Series 7 license, right? I did all these things because I set that ambitious goal. What if that 19-year-old boy would have set the goal of $500,000 at that time? What would I have done then? Maybe I would have pushed myself to find the person to, I don't know, that lesson that I'm sharing with you about sales. What if I'd have pushed myself and I found somebody to sell me on why sales isn't a bad thing? What are the things that what would I have done? Maybe I would have quit my job at the grocery store a lot earlier in the process. I mean, who knows how my life would have changed and how much I would have used my talents and resources and the people around me, my time, a lot more effectively and efficiently with a higher goal in mind than just $100,000. And who's to say, would I have reached that? I don't know. I do believe, and again, we'll never know this for sure, I do believe that I definitely would have surpassed what I did. And I also don't believe that would have taken that much more time, effort, and energy. I was already putting that in there. It was just that everything that I chose to do and not do over that time period, it would have been more ambitious on a higher level. So just because you have a bigger, more ambitious goal does not mean that you're going to have to work twice as hard, twice as long every single day to make that happen. So I guess the message during this Morning Connection podcast is to really think about, every time I say, what do you really want? Make sure that you think big enough, that you're really challenging yourself and you're really not just settling. All right, I wish that there was a podcast like this so when that 19-year-old boy was courageous enough to come up with that number of $100,000, even though he wasn't at that path at the time, I really wish somebody would have stopped me and would have said, you know, is that enough? Is that what you really want? So every time I say that, yeah, don't just assume that's what you really want. I'm your personal trainer in the gym. When I say, is that what you really want? I'm asking you to do one more rep to really think about it. All right. So do a couple of things. Make sure that you sign up for the Morning Connection newsletter at sltips.com/22. SL, Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. Make sure you get this daily dose of mental toughness in your e-box, your email, inbox, email, inbox. Make sure you, I'm gonna coin that term. Make sure you get the Morning Connection mental toughness tips in your e-box every single morning and make sure you read them. Hey, let's go over our 10-second daily disciplines. And this comes with the Morning Connection newsletter that you'll get in your e-box. All right. So what was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed you? You stepped up. You didn't want to do it. You did it anyway. What was that one thing? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Right, we all have that to some degree every single day. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want. And it would take months of you stretching yourself, pushing yourself, asking for more, selling yourself, listening to this morning podcast, connecting with me every single day. It would take weeks, months, or even years for you to accomplish. What's that thing in life that you really want? And then the last question that I've added on is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? And I'm going to remind you, what are those results, by the way? All right. Hey, thank you so much for joining me once again. Congratulations to you for stepping up. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.